We'll follow traffic for you throughout the morning. Now time to talk with Mark Myers of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Well, what a busy day. Looks like you'll have some jobs reports.
Yeah, we did just get some job numbers about 5 minutes ago, and the market is pretty disappointed. November private payrolls, which does not include government agencies, rose only by 50,000, and most economists expected that to rise by 150,000. So we're a little short there. Unemployment kind of creeped up there to 9.8%, so 15 million Americans are still out of work. Thing is, we did create 50,000 jobs, but most people don't realize that we have new people entering our labor force every day. We got a little over 100,000 people every month entering our labor force here in the United States. So we need to create at least 100,000 just to break even. And that's not, you know, we need to really create a lot more than that to get those 15 million people who don't have a job on the payrolls. We are getting some other good economic news, though, this week. Home sales, they were up 10%, and I think that has to do with a lot of people are feeling more comfortable with themselves now of having jobs and not losing that job that they have. A lot of people had that fear for a long time. So we are starting to see that. We are on a watch here, though, with Fed. Fed is in a meeting this week, and hopefully they'll have something signed today on our budget, because we have not had a budget for several months, and the government has had to extend last year's budget to fund, you know, everything from floating aircraft carriers to food stamps, because we haven't had the money to do it, because there's no signed budget out there. So we're all wondering what's going to happen, what it's going to look like, and hopefully they'll sign something today, but we'll see what happens. They are talking about a lot of cuts, and it has to do with Social Security. They're talking about upping the retirement age to 69, and also it has to do with a lot of tax breaks that we take, like mortgage interest and health care benefits. A lot of those, they're talking about eliminating those tax credits that we get for that, and child care tax credit. So it can be interesting to see where this goes. I mean, we do need to take a lot of cuts in this government, because as everybody knows, we've got trillions of dollars worth of debt. But everything is looking a little bit better. I did see an interesting report today about the bailout. The government took $3.3 trillion in this bailout and used it to support our banking system during the crisis. And one analyst says the crisis is over, and banking system is on a lot more solid footing than what it was. And as consumers, taxpayers, we made $60 billion profit off their $3.3 trillion investment. So that sounds good, but hopefully that will continue to keep going. But otherwise, it's kind of a quiet day in the market. The only other thing I've seen that's really kind of interesting was Pepsi. Pepsi bought a Russian firm, Wimbledon, which, try to say that three times fast.
Yeah.
But they're buying Wimbledon, which is the number one baby food maker and number three juice maker in Russia. And they also are very, very big into dairy. They're one of the two biggest dairy farmers in Russia, and they're buying this company for $5.8 billion. So we are seeing some private investment out there, which is good.
It is good, and maybe that's Wimbledon, you know, the tournament, a tennis tournament. I don't know what that is, but Pepsi buying in Russia, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, in Fort Smith, I see a survey that's been completed by the Consumer Compass Survey, and it looks like Fort Smith people are just a little more optimistic than they were 3 months ago.
Yeah, it is looking a lot better in Fort Smith. The only thing we're lacking here is, like the rest of the nation, we're just not lacking. We're not seeing a lot of job growth here in Fort Smith, and that's pretty typical of everywhere else. But the thing is most companies are not going to hire until their business really picks up. You're not going to hire those people until you really need them, and we're not quite there yet. But I did see where the governor Beebe decided to give everybody back their raises.
And that's kind of optimistic, too. I think he's indicating he thinks there'll be enough money to provide those, since they're already in the budget, but he took them out. He was worried that there'd be a real shortfall.
Right. And we did have $25 million more in tax revenues so far this year than what we expected in Arkansas. So I assume that is why he is giving everybody back their raises, which is that's a good sign.
It is a good sign. We'll just be hopeful as we move toward Christmas and try to get things moving better. But you're a guy who'll know it probably ahead of time what's really going to happen. We appreciate it, Mark.
Take care.
All right, to Mark Myers. He's with Stern AG and Leach, along with John Taylor, providing all financial news to help you with your money. Make it go further and make it last longer.